shall receive power, November 13. Beware of resisting. And to him they agreed, and when they had called the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. When God moves upon the hearts of men to draw them to Christ, it seems that a compelling power comes over them, and they believe and give themselves up to the influence of the Spirit of God. But if they do not maintain the precious victory that God has given, if they permit old practices and habits to revive, and indulge in amusement or worldly luxury, if they neglect prayer and cease resisting evil, then Satan's temptations are accepted, and they are led to doubt the verity of their former experience. They find that they are weak in moral power, and Satan declares to them that it is of no use for them to try the experiment of living a Christian life. He says, "The experience you thought was of God was only the result of undue emotion and impulse. As soon as the human agent entertains the suggestions of the evil one, they begin to appear plausible, and then those who ought to know better, who have had a longer experience in the work of God, second the suggestions of Satan, and the Holy Spirit is grieved from the soul. There are those who almost imperceptibly come to take this position, who will immediately recover themselves when they realize what they are doing. But there are others who will continue to resist the Holy Spirit until resistance appears to them as a virtue. It is a dangerous thing to doubt the manifestations of the Holy Spirit, for if this agency is doubted, there is no reserve power left by which to operate on the human heart. Those who attribute the work of the Holy Spirit to human agencies, saying that an undue influence was brought to bear upon them, are cutting their souls off from the fountain of blessing."